Hi. Good morning. Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Good morning. 弟兄姊妹们早安。
It's so good to be back here again.
实在非常之美好，我能够翻嚟依度。
I'm really happy also because I see a lot of the young people still here and they're not off to college yet.
亦都好开心见到在座中咁多喺离开咗依度去大学嘅弟兄姊妹们都能够翻嚟见到。
And many of them commented on this my pink shirt, which I have to credit to my wife Eunice. So,
好多人都赞我依件粉红色嘅衫系我太太帮我拣嘅。
No, but I'm so glad that in the last several years and even the last several months we had so much time to see each other.
喺过往嘅几年，并且过往嘅几个月，都有机会见到弟兄姊妹们并且非常之感恩。
And after the youth retreat and after WCCC, one of my boys asked me, when's the next time we can go and see the brothers in San Francisco, the brothers and sisters in San Francisco?
在青年特会和西洋特会之后，我的儿女们也都问我，几时才可以再见到三藩市的弟兄姊妹们。
And so they're all here with me today. And so I apologize in advance because your lunch hour will likely be louder than usual.
我的仔女都在这里，我希望在吃饭的时候可以有更多的交通。
Okay, so this morning I wanted to share about the story of Hannah in the Bible.
今天的早上我愿意同弟兄姊妹分享圣经中记载哈娜的故事。
And for the last year,I've been thinking about her story a lot when I was reading through my normal course of reading the Bible.
在我正常读经的里面，我在过往一年时常思想哈娜的故事。
And when I originally read it this past time, I was a little surprised that that it stopped me in my tracks.
上一次我读的时候，是很诧异点解读到这个时候我会停低嘅咧。
And the reason why is because I think that sometimes when I'm reading through the Bible, I gloss over Hannah's story because I just want to get to Samuel's story and then King David's story.
原因就是因为我时常读哈娜的故事的时候，都会很快地跳过去。跳过去之后，因为我想快点再读回撒母耳和大卫的故事。
But this time it was really interesting because I feel like the Lord really stopped me and He put me inside of her, figuratively inside of her shoes and really spoke to me.
今次神特别地向我说话，神将我摆咗喺哈拿嘅身位上边，向我说话。
So I thought that I can share with you what I learned.
所以就愿意与弟兄姊妹分享。
First of all, before I do that, I'm just curious, how many Hannahs do we actually have in the room?
在座中有没有人的名字是 Hannah?
No Hannahs?
Hala.
Oh my goodness. Okay, yeah, we got to have more babies and name them Hannah. Okay.
需要有多些 Hannah BB.
All right, let's go to, if you don't mind, maybe we can actually start with a word of prayer and then we'll begin the message.
这里低头做一个祷告。
Lord, we just thank you, Lord, because when brothers and sisters gather together under your name, Lord, it's such a blessing.
主，我哋感谢赞美你，因为弟兄姊妹们聚在你嘅名下，你就在我哋当中。
Lord, indeed the song is so true, Lord, that we need you every hour.
好似诗歌刚刚咁样说，我哋时刻都需要你。
And Lord, in this next hour, Lord, we also just want to say that we need you.
以下呢个小时，我哋非常之需要你。
Lord, I ask that you would reveal yourself to all of us.
主愿意你向我哋每一个在座当中嚟启示。
Lord, I don't think I can do justice to the story of your sister Hannah.
主，我哋我相信我唔能够将哈娜嘅信息讲清楚。
So Lord, we ask that you would pour forth your heart and let us see how much you love her.
让你的心向我们打开，所以我们能够见到你是如何的爱哈娜。
And teach us what we can learn from this story.
教导我们从这个故事中所要学到的。
Lord, I pray for everyone here, Lord, from the youngest to the oldest.
为着在座从最小的到最大的，我们为每一个祷告。
Lord, we know that you long to bless us.
主，我们知道你等着要来祝福我们。
Lord, may our hearts be ripe.For you to drop your seed of word into our hearts.
愿意我哋嘅心系预备好，系成熟嘅，让你嘅种子能够发起嚟。
Lord, we're here. You called us here. And Lord, we bow before you.
主，我哋喺呢度，你呼召我哋嚟到呢度，所以我哋喺度向你敬拜。
Lord, this next hour is yours.
以下呢个小时交在你手中。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
Amen. Amen. Okay. Hannah's story is in 1 Samuel chapter 1. So if you don't mind, maybe we can turn to that together and read a couple of verses.
我哋先嚟翻到哈拿嘅故事，系记载喺撒母耳上第一章，我哋翻去嗰度。
Okay. So Samuel chapter 1, we're going to read verse 1 through 11, and then I'll read it through, and then my brother will just follow afterward. Is that okay?
Okay. 我先嚟读第撒母耳上第一章第一至到十一节，中文先嚟。
All right, so we all got it? 1 Samuel chapter 1. Okay. So now there was a certain man from Ramathaim Zophim, from the hill country of Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zuph, an Ephraimite. He had two wives. The name of one was Hannah, and the name of the other was Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. Now this man would go up from his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice to the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were priests to the Lord there. And when the day came that Elkanah sacrificed, he would give portions to Peninnah his wife and to all her sons and her daughters. But to Hannah he would give a double portion, for he loved Hannah, but the Lord had closed her womb. Her rival, however, would provoke her bitterly to irritate her because the Lord had closed her womb. And it happened year after year, as often as she went up to the house of the Lord, she would provoke her, so she wept and would not eat. And then Elkanah, her husband, said to her, Hannah, why do you weep? And why do you not eat? And why is your heart sad? Am I not better to you than 10 sons? And then Hannah rose after eating and drinking in Shiloh. And now Eli the priest was sitting on the seat by the doorpost of the temple of the Lord. And she, greatly distressed, prayed to the Lord and wept bitterly. And she made a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant and remember me and not forget your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a son, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and a razor shall never come to his head.
撒母耳記上第一章一至到十一節，以法蓮山地嘅拉馬所菲有一個以法蓮人，名叫以利加拿，是蘇弗嘅元孫、托户嘅曾孫、以利户嘅孫子、耶羅罕嘅兒子。他有兩個妻，一名哈拿，一名比利拿。比利拿有兒女，哈拿沒有兒女。這人每年從本城上到示羅，敬拜祭祀萬軍之耶和華，在那裏有以利的兩個兒子，何尼尼、非尼哈，當耶和華的祭司。以利加拿每逢獻祭的日子，將祭肉分給他的妻比尼尼和比尼尼所生的兒女，給哈拿的卻是雙份，因為他愛哈拿，無奈耶和華不使哈拿生育。比利尼见耶和华不使哈拿生育，就作他的对头，大大激动他，要使他生气。每年上到耶和华殿的时候，以利加拿都以双份给哈拿。比利拿仍是激动他，以致他哭泣不吃饭。他丈夫以利加拿对他说：哈拿啊，你为什么哭泣不吃饭？心里愁闷呢？有我不比十個兒子還好麼？他們在示羅吃喝完了，哈拿就站起來。祭司以利在耶和華的門框旁邊坐在自己的位上，哈拿心裡受苦，就痛痛哭泣，祈禱耶和華。許願說：萬軍之耶和華，你若垂聽婢女的苦情，眷顾不忘婢女，赐我一个儿子，我必使他终身归于耶和华，不用剃头刀剃他的头。
And then we're going to go to read 24-28. And now when Hannah had weaned him and her son, she took him up with her, with a three-year-old bull, and one ephah flour and a jug of wine, and brought him to the house of the Lord in Shiloh, although the child was young. They then slaughtered the bull and brought the boy to Eli. She said, "O my Lord, as your soul lives, my Lord, I am the woman who stood here beside you, praying to the Lord. For this boy I prayed, and the Lord has given me my petition, which I asked of him. So I have also dedicated him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he is dedicated to the Lord, and he worshipped the Lord there."
24节，既断了奶，就把孩子带上示罗，到了耶和华的殿，又带了三只公牛，一依法细面，一皮袋酒。那时孩子还小，宰了一只公牛，就领孩子到以利面前。妇人说：主啊，我敢在你面前起誓，从前在你这里站着祈求耶和华的那妇人就是我，我祈求为要得这孩子，又话已将我所求的赐给我，所以我将这孩子归于耶和华，使他终身归于耶和华。于是在那里敬拜耶和华。
Great. So I wanted to give a little context before we get into the actual message. So the context here is that the story of Hannah, it only spans two chapters in the Bible.
故事嘅背景咧，就係包括咗喺兩章嘅聖經裏面。
But her life really marks like a turning point in God's people.
但係哈娜嘅依一個嘅經歷咧，就喺神嘅子民嘅一個轉捩點。
So if we imagine just for a minute, just putting ourselves into her shoes and living in her world.
譬如你将你自己摆喺哈娜嘅处境嘅时间当中。
So F.B. Meyers actually referred to this time as the peak of the dark ages of the Old Testament.
F.B. Meyer 弟兄就讲到一个当时嘅背景系旧约时刻最黑暗嘅时刻。
So the people of Israel were declining spiritually and morally.
以色列人属灵并且佢哋嘅 moral 就系道德上嗰一个系去到非常之黑暗嘅时光。
And we remember from the book of Judges, there was a verse that says the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord.
喺士师记嗰度有一句经节讲到。以色列人是作耶和华眼中作为恶的事。
This phrase repeats seven times, at least seven times in the book of Judges.
在士师记那里，依句经文作为恶的事，它们出现了七次。
And finally, the book of Judges, if we remember the way it ends in a very ominous verse, which is everyone did what was right in their own eyes.
士师记最后那节，弟兄姊妹都记得，那时以色列人中没有王，各人任意而行。
We also know that the Levites in the priesthood had become corrupt at that time.
并且嗰阵时利未人佢哋系服侍主嘅，佢哋都亦都落到败坏嘅地步。
So if we remember in the book of Judges, there was even Levites. This is in the chapter 17 and 18. We won't turn to it, but there was a Levite that actually would shop himself out for money.
喺士师记嗰度，喺十七章嗰度记载一个祭司，亦都去将自己卖出去。
And he took money to become a priest of an idol, a pagan god.
佢系做贿赂嘅事情。
And then he took money again to then become a priest for the tribe of Dan.
佢哋系为咗自己利益收钱。
And then we know that in this particular chapter in Hannah's life,
喺一章里边讲到哈娜嘅时候
，we see that the tabernacle in Shiloh was corrupt as well.
我哋見到喺示羅嘅會幕，亦都係落在腐敗當中。
To the point where Eli's sons, who are the priests, they're described as worthless men who do not know the Lord.
去到以利嗰兩個兒子，佢哋亦都應該係服侍神嘅，佢哋有啲劣行。
And that was in verse 12 of chapter 1.
係喺第一章第十二節嗰度。
And then, oh, I'm sorry, chapter.Chapter 12 of verse. Yes. Sorry, that's chapter 2, my fault.
是第二章十二节。
And then in verse 17, we won't get to in chapter 2, it says that they despise the offering of the Lord.
就讲到他们没看重，他们藐视，使人厌弃耶和华的祭物。
Yeah, so this is what these two would do. They would they did they so when people would come to give their offering.
當以色列人嚟到獻祭嘅時候。
So once a year, right?
一年一次。
Families would come and would come to the tabernacle and they would give an offering, and this was called the peace offering or the fellowship offering.
一家大細會嚟到會幕面前嚟到耶和華獻祭或者係平安嘅祭。
And they would bring an animal like a bull, and the animal would be slaughtered on the altar.
帶一隻牛犊啦，或者就會帶嚟嗰個祭壇上邊準備宰殺。
And according to the holy law, which is in Leviticus chapter 3 and 7, we won't turn to it, but I'll just tell you about it.
根據利未記第三章第七章咁樣講。
But the way it would work is that the first portion goes to the Lord.
第一份係應該獻祭嘅第一部分係應該歸俾神。
The fat and the blood goes to the Lord.
嗰啲嘅脂油並且係血要歸俾神。
Next, the priest would then have their cut of the meat, which is more detailed than you need to know, but the breast and the right thigh. But anyways, they get a choice cut of the meat.
第二部分就係嗰啲肉嘅兩部分，就係大髀同埋個心口嗰啲肉咧。第二部分就俾祭司。
And then the rest would actually be for the family that came to worship the Lord.
第三其餘嘅就係分俾。来献祭嗰个家庭。
But these two people, these two priests, they demanded that they want to have the fat for themselves as well.
但系以利依两个仔咧，佢哋就要自己任意而行，话我要依啲，我要嗰啲。
Those that have grilled before, you know that the fat is what makes the meat very juicy and tasty.
你 barbecue 就知道啦，你 barbecue 啲肥咧系最好食嘅。
They wanted the Lord's portion.
嗰啲应该系献俾耶和华。
And then after they got their portion.
咁佢哋自己攞咗去。
The family would begin boiling the meat for their families, and then what they would do is they would walk by and they would stick a fork in, and anything that they take out is theirs as well.
當其他煮俾家人嘅時候，佢哋攞只叉叉入去，夾到邊嚿就係自己嘅。
So they wanted the Lord's portion, and they wanted those of the families as well.
所以佢唔單止攞咗要耶和華嗰部分，並且攞咗家人嗰部分。
And that's not all just they did. What they also did was they used their position of influence to commit adultery with the women who are serving the tabernacle.
唔單止係咁樣，佢哋亦都係用祭司嗰個嘅職位咧，去同嗰啲喺會幕面前嘅婦人佢哋苟合。
I mean, it's like horrific. I mean, these are married men.
佢哋結咗婚嘅。
And Eli knew this.
以利並且祭司係知道嘅。
And all he did was give a mild rebuke.
佢並且知道咗之後，就好好輕微嘅責備佢哋。
And it's no wonder that in 1 Samuel chapter 3, eventually says that the word of the Lord was rare in those days.
嗰度就講到耶和華喺嗰段時候，耶和華嘅言語係稀少。
And lastly, on the battlefield, what was happening was that Israel was under constant attack.
並且喺佢哋同敵人打仗嗰陣時，以色列人係一直處劣勢。
The Philistines were becoming stronger and stronger, and they had weapons that were made of iron.
腓利士人佢哋越打就戰場上邊係得勝。
Israel was like a loose confederation of tribes.
以色列人咧，佢哋係散收收。
They had no central government.
佢哋係冇一個中央嘅政府。
They had no standing army.
佢哋冇一個完整嘅軍隊。
They had no blacksmith to make weapons.
佢哋冇一個能同鐵匠能夠整製造嗰啲嘅攻擊嘅兵器。
Their primary defense was their covenant with God.
佢哋唯一喺戰場邊嘅防守用嘅咧，就係與耶和華所立嘅約。
But because that was weak, then their condition became very vulnerable to attack.
但係因為佢哋與耶和華嘅關係非常之唔好，所以佢哋就不斷落喺戰敗當中。
So this is the world that our sister Hannah was growing up in. It was a world of moral and spiritual decline. Go ahead.
所以呢個就係哈拿嗰陣時嘅時間，以色列人經過嘅背景。
Corrupt leaders.
帶領嗰啲全部都係腐敗。
And constant attack by foreign enemies.
並且佢哋時常係俾仇敵嚟攪擾。
And she knew it and she felt it.
Hannah 見到感受到。
Her husband was Elkanah, who was a devout man.
Hannah 嘅老公係以利加拿，係一個虔敬虔嘅人。
He's actually a Levite, actually.
佢其實係一個利未人。
Now you won't find this in Samuel, but you'll find it in 1 Chronicles chapter 6. You just have to trust me on it. He is a Levite.
Yeah. 佢係喺歷代志上係見到佢係一個利未人。
But he was a Levite that was living in the city called Ramah in the hills of Ephraim.
佢係 Ramah 加馬，佢係住喺嗰一個城嘅一個利未人。
Okay. So, but her heart was still the heart of a Levite, and she loved the Lord. But she saw what was happening around her.
所以佢嘅心係一個利未人服侍主嘅一個人嘅心，所以佢見到依一切好傷心。
So her life at this point, if you look at it in these two chapters, it's an inflection point in the book of God, in the story of the Lord's people.
所以你根據喺依兩個兩章嘅聖經裏邊就見到哈拿。經過一切喺個轉捩點當中。
Does everybody know what an inflection point is? All right, I know the young people do because they all went through high school. So, inflection point means that it's something that is going down in math. It's something that going down and then it goes up like this. It's an inflection.
轉折點點嘅時，我剛剛形容嘅就係當你滑落去嘅最低處嘅時候，你喺嗰一點嗰陣時會升翻上嚟。
Her life is an inflection point.
所以哈拿嗰經歷嘅時光就係嗰個轉捩點。
Okay, so there's three things. So those that are taking notes, there are three things that that stood out to me about Hannah's story.
關於哈拿嘅故事，有重點有三點。
Hannah's suffering.
哈拿嗰一個嘅受苦。
Her prayer, Hannah's prayer.
第二就係哈拿嘅禱告。
And Hannah's vow that she made.
第三就係哈拿嘅許願。
So we're going to go through these each and then.And then I'm done.
我哋會形容嗰三點。
Okay, so Hannah's her suffering.
第一就係講哈拿嘅受苦。
As we read, her suffering was so real and so human.
佢嘅受苦係實在好真實。
And what do I mean by that?
我點解咧？
She was a real person with real, deep, authentic human feelings.
佢係實在係感受到人性所有嘅感情。
She was deeply, she was in deep personal pain.
佢實在喺心裏邊深深感受到痛楚。
Why?
點解
？Well, at the time, a woman's worth was basically based on two things.
因為喺嗰段嘅時間，一個婦人佢嘅價值就喺兩樣嘢上面。
Her husband.
第一就係佢嘅丈夫。
And her children.
第二就係佢嘅兒女。
But she was a woman that was barren, that could not have children in this society.
但係哈拿喺嗰個社會個家庭中，佢係冇得生育。
In this society, having children meant that you were blessed.
當你有得生育就係祝福。
So in this society, if you don't have children, that means you're not blessed.
當你冇得生育就係冇祝福。
And then what happened is that she also has to share her husband with another woman.
並且佢還要同。將佢嘅丈夫同另外一個女人去分享。
Now we don't know why, but scholars believe that the reason why Elkanah had to decided to take on another wife was because he needed to have children.
有解經嘅人咁樣講，以利加拿點解要娶另一個太太？因為第一個冇得生。
So she faced constant ridicule from this rival person named Peninnah.
所以哈拿常常俾佢另一個對頭俾尼拿猛咁樣攻擊。
And every year they would go to this offering, this peace offering, and it's supposed to be a festive time.
每年佢哋應該係上去高高興興地慶祝去耶和華嘅祭壇面前。
This is the only offering that the families all go together.
係每一年依個家庭整家一齊去獻依個平安祭。
It was a communal feast. It was loud. It was fun. Kids around everywhere.
係整家應該係好歡樂咁樣去慶祝。
But she was deeply hurt inside of her, inside of herself.
哈拿嘅心裏邊好似被刀割咁樣。
I think she felt. Actually, I shouldn't say I think she felt. I know she felt that there was a very real sense that there is something wrong with her in God's eyes.
可能佢係知道自己喺耶和華面前有啲唔對。
And that was actually the thing that troubled her the most.
这个就一直搅扰着她。
If we look at verse 11,
你看看十一节,
chapter 1,
第一章十一节,
she says, O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant and remember me and not forget your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a son. And then she continues on.
她说,你若垂顾婢女的苦情,顾念不忘婢女,赐我一个儿子,等等等等。
She says, remember me and not forget your maidservant.
顾念婢女,不忘婢女。
So there is a very real sense, brothers and sisters, that she feels that God has forgotten her.
弟兄姊妹见不见到,哈娜当时是觉得神忘记了她。
As if the world is ridiculing her, and she is not worth God's attention.
好像整个世界都在这里压她下去,她在神面前已经没了价值一样。
When the child is finally born, she decided to name him Samuel.
当她那个仔真的生了出来的时候,她就改名叫她做撒母耳。
Samuel means heard by God.
撒母耳的意思就是神听,终于听见了。
And this is what she really needed.She needed to know that she was seen, that God actually sees her and hears her.
哈娜所需要的就是神听见她，发现她。
In the modern world that we live in, right, if whether you are a man or a woman, we face a similar pressure.
在现今的社会，无论你是男或者女，都是有同一个的压力。
On what it means to actually have worth.
你的价值在哪里呢？
Any child will tell you the pressure, even the children, the pressure to be popular in school, to be good looking.
啲細路仔可以講俾你聽，邊個喺學校最出名嗰啲咧，就係嗰啲好睇啲嗰啲男仔女仔。
Any teenager, will tell you the pressure to be accepted by a good college, whatever that means.
當年青人考大學嘅時候，可以話俾你聽，你考到好嘅大學。就是在人面前是好很多。
And any young adult will tell you the pressure to be successful in their business or their job or to find a spouse.
年轻人找工或者找对象的时候，你找到好的，你就在人面前好看很多。
These things are what in the world are defining what worth is.
在世界的面前，这个就是人在人面前的价值。
And how often do we feel incomplete, unseen, or rejected?
在几许的时候，我们会觉得我们没什么价值，在人面前没什么自信等等。
You know, when I was in sixth grade,
当我六年班的时候,
I had moved, my family had moved to a new school district.
我的家庭呢，就将我一起送去一个新的校区里面。
And in this school, there weren't many Asian kids.
在這個校區裡面並非太多亞裔的人士。
And I was actually very overweight as well.
在當時呢，我是有啲肥肥地。
And so my parents didn't know this, but nor my brother, but I was actually bullied when I was in school.
我沒話俾我父母聽，但我在學校當中呢，我是被人蝦的。
I was bullied by a group of eighth graders.
在那些八年班的一大班的學生呢，經常來搞搞震搞我。
Though they did not look like they were eighth graders, because I don't know how long they've been eighth graders for.
我不知道是八年班，因為他們不覺得是八年班。
They were very tall, and they had full facial hair.
他們很高，有的胡鬚。
But there were three or four of them. That were constantly giving me a tough time.
三個或者四個常常來蝦我。
Now it sounds kind of petty, right? Because you know we're talking about when I was in sixth grade, but it kind of sounds as if God wouldn't care about such things.
覺得好遙遠嘅事情，冇乜在意啲事情，係咪？好耐啦，以前發生已經好耐嘅事情。
But I tell you, to me at that time, it was so tough for me.
但喺嗰段時間，我而家可以話翻俾你聽，係非常之對我嚟講係非常之困難。
I would try to avoid them and duck into corners when they were coming down the hallway.
有時喺學校見到佢嘅時候，我會自己走埋一邊，唔想正面見到佢哋。
It was in that moment in time that, like Hannah, I just poured out my heart to the Lord.
喺嗰段時間，我就好似 Hannah 咁樣， 我哈拿咁样，我就将我嘅心通通嘅摆喺神面前。
You know, I think if there's one great thing about the education system today, I think that they've kind of done a really good job of reducing bullying.
如果喺今天嘅教育有咩嘅好嘢咧，我唯一讲嘅咧就系、是、佢而家系限制咗大虾细呢件事情。
But when I was a kid and you were bullied, you don't tell anybody about it.
当我细个嘅时候俾人虾嘅时候，你唔会讲俾人听噶。
You don't tell your parents.
你唔会话俾父母听。
You don't tell your brother.
你唔会话俾你嘅哥哥听。
You just handle it yourself.
你自己搞掂佢。
You handle it on the playground.
你喺操场上面搞掂佢。
And if you tell on them, you'll get bullied more.
如果你话俾人听，你俾人虾得更犀利。
So I had no one else to talk to.
所以我冇人去话俾人听。
So I just poured my heart out to the Lord.
所以将我嘅心所发生嘅事情一一摆喺神面前。
I prayed the most ridiculous things that you can imagine, brothers and sisters.
你唔会想象到我嗰阵时祷告系祷告啲乜嘢。
I prayed that I would become thinner, taller.
我祷告，我话主叫我高啲，瘦啲。
I prayed that these kids would get sick on Sunday, so then they wouldn't be there on Monday.
我祷告呢班虾我嗰啲人咧，星期日去个个病晒，星期一唔会翻唔到学。
I remember praying in the summertime that those kids would have graduated finally and moved on.
我甚至系暑期祷告话叫呢班虾我嗰啲大个嗰啲人快啲毕业，我唔会见到佢。
But you know, brothers and sisters, like as petty as that sounds, in that moment in time, I felt seen. God saw me.
但系就喺嗰个咁样嘅情况里边，我系经历到神一直喺度听住我祷告。
You know, there are like 8 billion people on this planet, right?
今天呢个世界上有几多人
？And you got a short Asian kid praying to you, God.
你当系神。听紧会唔会听一个细路仔六年班嘅细路仔咁样嚟呼求咧
？About something so petty，
关一啲咁微小嘅事咧
？But I felt seen。
但系喺嗰阵时，我实在系经历到神系见到听到我。
I knew he heard me。
我知道神系听到。
You know, and so brothers and sisters, you know this prayer they hold a special place in God's heart。
所以当我哋咁样向神呼求嘅时候。神系特别在意嚟听呢一种呼吸。
You know, all the prayers obviously didn't come true. I'm still not very tall.
我所许多嘅祷告当然系冇应验啦。我而睇我而家唔并非好高，系咪
？But I knew that He heard me.
但我知道神有听到。
And I knew that I wasn't forgotten.
我知道我冇被忘记。
And so I was going through this for a particular purpose.
我系经过呢一切系有特别嘅目的。
And you know the thing about Hannah's prayer is that.She poured out her heart, but when we actually read her prayer later on in chapter 2, there's something that is very eternal about how she prayed.
喺哈拿嘅祷告，佢系真系将心倾倒出嚟。但系你喺第二章听佢祷告嘅时候，系有一啲系与永远联想。
And for the sake of time, we won't get into the entire length of her thanksgiving after Samuel was born.
当撒母耳生出嚟以後，哈拿作依個禱告，我哋唔會詳細睇依個禱告。
But was so interesting though. If you read it, she begins first giving thanksgiving for the fact that she has that God answered her prayer. But then slowly, her prayer changes.
佢首先係向神感恩，之後佢就慢慢依個禱告下邊去有一個轉變。
So you first think that she's praying about the fact that she's getting a child and that Peninnah finally won't be ridiculing her anymore.
可能你就会以为佢感恩就系因为佢得到呢个儿子，并且佢对头唔能够再咁样激佢。
But somewhere around verse 4 in chapter 2, you start to sense that she is praying, she's feeling the pain and the need of all of God's people.
但喺第四节开始，你会从佢嘅祷告知道。感受到原来在哈拿的祷告里面他是感受到神的子民他们在这里被激动。
She talks about how God lifts up all of those in hunger that are hungry, feeble, poor and needy.
他说这里说饥饿的再不饥饿有需要的 再永远是没有再需要。
As well as those that are barren, just like she is, that she was.
並且嗰啲冇生育嘅，神使佢有得生育。
And she proclaims with confidence how God lifts them up.
並且佢亦都好有信心地宣告神點樣使佢哋活過嚟。
And God will deliver justice.
係神將公義要帶出嚟。
In a way, her prayer was like it was like one-directional, and then it became bi-directional.
一方面好似佢嘅祷告系单向，其实之后系双向。
It's like the personal pain that she felt, it made her more attuned to the need of God's deliverance for His people.
就好似佢个人所经历、所感受嘅艰苦，令到佢感受到带出耶和华喺佢子民当中要作嘅拯救。
And then God started speaking through her.
并且神藉住哈拿说话。
Brothers and sisters, the way I read this is that it's only by experiencing suffering personally that God is preparing us to be used by Him.
弟兄姊妹们，系我见到嘅就系当我哋经过一啲个人嘅艰苦。嘅十字架嘅时候，神能够用呢一啲去带出佢嘅旨意。
Some people ask me, you know, why do you have such a heart for the young people?
有人问点解我会对年轻人咁有负担
？How can you relate with them so well?
你点样能够与佢哋有咁美好嘅交通
？Because it's that pain I felt when I was in sixth grade.
因着我喺六年班所经过过嘅感受过嘅。
I know what it's like to not like the way that you look.
我知道与别人不同所带出嚟嘅。
I know what it's like to not feel like I'm seen.
我知道冇被人注意到，冇被人听见到嗰个感受。
I know what it's like to be ridiculed.
我知道被人恰嘅感受。
But God has given me that gift, and it's now a superpower that I have that I can help others with.
但系主俾我呢个经历，等我感受到，我而家知道点样可以帮其他人。
So, brothers and sisters, I know we all have our own difficulties.
弟兄姊妹们，我哋都知道每个人都有佢嘅难处。
We're all experiencing some form of suffering.
我哋有唔同嘅难处。
But it's not by accident.
但系我哋所有嘅难处并非系意外嘅。
Yeah, none of it is by accident. It's not because God doesn't see you or has forgotten you.
所有嘅难处并非系意外，唔系因为神忘记或者见唔到我哋。
It's just the opposite.
反而系相反。
If you can experience it, then you know how it feels.
因为当你经历嘅时候，你就知道个感受系点样。
You can help those around you.
你可以并且去帮助你身边嘅人。
And point people back to God.
带领他们回去神的面前
like no one else can.
就好像其他人做不到这样。
So, brothers and sisters, that's what I learned from Hannah's suffering.
这个就是我从哈拿所的艰苦中所学到的。
Now, Hannah's prayer.
哈拿的祷告。
There are two things that really stood out to me.
有两点是特别对我看得中。
One, it was so honest and raw.
第一就是他是很简单倾心吐意的祷告。
She poured out her heart in the tabernacle, weeping and pleading.
她在祭坛面前是痛哭，将心都倾倒出来。
In verse 15, maybe we can read that one together.
15节我们可以一起读。
She says, But Hannah replied to Eli, No, my lord, I am a woman oppressed in spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but I have poured out my soul before the Lord.
哈拿第十五节第一章，哈拿回答说：主啊，不是这样，我是心里受苦的妇人，清酒浓酒都没有喝，但在耶和华面前倾心吐意。
So she poured out everything. Nothing was too petty for the Lord to care or understand.
佢将佢心里边所感受到嘅一切倾倒喺神面前。
So I wish more than anything, brothers and sisters, that especially for our young brothers and sisters, that they would pray like this.
我实在愿意年轻的弟兄姊妹能够有咁样嘅祷告。
I remember when I was younger, there was a brother that served us at Alhambra. His name was Brother Jim Bogdanowicz. Some of you guys may know him.
当我年轻嘅时候，有一个带领我嘅弟兄，佢叫做 Jim， 就喺南加州我聚会嘅地方 Alhambra。
But he would just tell us, you know, just pray the way we talk to the Lord.
你祷告嘅时候就好似你。 同你個朋友講嘢咁啊，你就向神傾偈。
Don't filter it.
你唔好啊裝飾一啲嘢。
Just say what's on your heart.
你個心點樣諗，你就可以咁樣同神講。
And pray to him like you would any other, like pray to a like a person.
你同神禱告就好似同一個人講嘢咁樣。
Don't pray to him like your boss at work or your teacher at school.
唔需要好似你同上司或者同你嘅老師講嘢咁樣。
So as I shared, like there are times in my life where I poured my heart out to the Lord.
我已經交通過喺我嘅人生經歷裏邊，我亦都好多時都係咁樣向神傾心吐意。
But for some reason, as I get older, I don't do it as much.
但我慢慢長大起嚟嘅時候，我就咁樣傾心吐意向神禱告就越嚟越少。
So I don't know about you, brothers and sisters, but for me, sometimes I feel like.You know, the things in my life are so petty to the Lord, it's not worth his attention.
我唔知對你係點樣，但係我覺得許多嘅瑣碎嘅事，我唔需要講俾神聽。
Or I don't really know how to pray it, how it fits into his like broader will.
我唔知我點樣將我微小嘅生命放喺神咁偉大嘅旨意當中。
So I'm like kind of like embarrassed to like talk about it with him.
所以覺得咁樣嚟到神嘅面前好似唔係好相稱。
Brothers and sisters, my suggestion is just to pour out your heart to Him and leave all those considerations to Him.
弟兄姊妹們，唔需要諗咁多。你向神禱告，就係將你嘅心簡簡單單嘅，照你嘅本相，就咁同神講。
I'm a dad with three kids.
我係三個小朋友嘅爸爸。
And what I love about my youngest one, Silas, he'll just come and tell me what's on his mind.
我特別中意個細仔，點解咧？因為佢時常嚟到我面前，將佢心裏面諗嘅嘢就講俾我聽。
He doesn't come and try to think about like how to ask me something the way that I want to hear it, or like what's my bigger plan today and how it fits into his little plan. Like he doesn't think like that.
佢唔會嚟到嚟諗下啊 ，Daddy 想聽我點樣問佢咧？佢就咁嚟到我面前，將佢心裏面所諗到嘅、所想要嘅就擺喺我面前。
And I know a lot of younger ones right now. You're going to go to college soon.
許多嘅年少嘅弟兄姊妹當中，你都好快要去大學。
And you know, there, especially if you're going for your first year, I know you'll probably feel homesick.
特別你嘅大學嘅第一年，你可能會感受到好掛住屋企。
But I would just remember this to pour your heart out to the Lord.
但係請你記住。喺嗰個時候
，You may not be at home, but Christ is your home.
雖然唔係屋企，但係你要將你嘅心傾倒喺神面前，因為主係你屋企。
Pour your heart out to Him.
你對主向神禱告，傾心吐意。
Tell Him everything.
所有心裏邊嘅，告訴他。
If you're upset at Him, tell Him that too.
如果你係有啲埋怨神，你。要告訴神聽。
It's better to be honest. The Lord knows your heart.
你對神，神根本已經知道你的心，所以你要誠誠實實的對神。
He sees you.
神見到你了已經。
He loves you.
神愛你。
The second thing that I loved about Hannah's prayer is that after she made this prayer, you notice that she left in complete peace.
並且哈拿的禱告，第二樣所喜歡的，就是當哈拿禱告完之後他的心充滿了平安。
So in verse 18, it said, She said, Let your maidservant find favor in your sight. So the woman went her way and ate, and her face was no longer sad.
18節一章那裡這樣說，哈拿說，願婢女在你眼前蒙恩。於是婦人走去吃飯，面上再不大愁容了。
So brothers and sisters, I don't know if like, some of you know me, but I'm actually a person that gets anxious.Very easily.
弟兄姊妹，知唔知道？我係時常咧，依個人係掛依樣掛嗰樣，憂慮。
And I know that the Bible tells me, like in Philippians chapter 4, we won't turn to it, but it tells me in chapter 4, verse 6 and 7, that you know we should be anxious for nothing.
腓立比書四章六至七節叫我哋話一無掛慮。
But everything in prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be known to God.
喺凡事上藉著禱告祈求和感恩，將你所有嘅告訴神。
And the peace of God will surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
神所賜出人意外嘅平安，要在基督耶穌裏保守你們嘅心懷意念。
Great, but how come it doesn't work for me?
太美好了，但是为什么我这样做的时候，
Because what,
不觉得平安呢？
Because when we pray, we continue to stay anxious.
当我们祷告的时候，为什么还是会继续忧虑呢？
If you think about it, there's only two reasons.
你想想，只有两个原因。
One, it's either because we don't actually pour out our hearts completely to him and tell him the truth.
第一，就是你就可能因为你没有完全地将自己倾心吐意，将所有的诚诚实实摆在神面前。
As it says in 1 Peter chapter 5, we don't actually cast our cares on him and our anxiety on him.
好像彼得前书第五章这样，我们将我的忧虑卸在神那里。
Or two, we tell him, but we don't actually fully put the matter in his hands, and we don't trust the outcome that he's going to provide.
第二个可能性，我们祷告没有平安的时候，就是我们所交托给神那一些的事情，我们是没有完全的交给他。
So, brother and sister, I wanted to share like a story. I asked my son earlier today if it's okay if I share this.
So, 我愿意分享，与弟兄姊妹分享一个故事。我是问过我的儿子得他的许可。
He said, I just asked him on the street out there. He said, yes, Dad, but if I said no, what would you do?
咁我仔嘅答应话，系你可以分享，但如果话唔得，咁你会点咧？
But anyways, he said yes, so we don't have to worry.
咁佢系答应嘅，佢系答应咗可以咁样讲。
Okay, so those of you who may know, my son Jaden, around when he was a freshman in high school, we had found that he had a heart condition.
我的大仔 Jaden 在中學第一年的時候就發覺他的心臟是有些問題。
He was running cross country, and then for some reason he was out of breath, so we went to the doctor, and the doctor found that he has an abnormal heart.
他在學校那裡跑越野賽的時候，他就發覺不夠氣，就去看醫生，發覺他心臟有問題。
And a typical heart has two sides, two chambers, with an artery on each side to keep it working.
正常的心是有两边，左心房、右心房有两条大血管。
But Jaden's heart had two arteries on the same side of one chamber and none on the other side.
我个仔咧，个心两边有心房，但系嗰两条大血管咧喺一个心房嗰度，唔系分开嘅，唔系分开嘅。
And one of these arteries also had a what we call a kink, meaning that it's like a straw that's bent.
並且兩條大血管嘅其中一條咧，好似有一啲嘅接埋咗咁樣。
And so what would happen if you had this condition, especially during moments of physical exertion, you could collapse and die.
如果你的心臟是這樣的時候，當你在那裡谷自己的身體的時候，用很大力的時候，有可能就會這樣心臟停止。
So some of you may have heard, but like every now and then an athlete will have this condition.
或者在新聞都會見到有一些運動員突然間都會經歷這個。
So around that time, there was some of you know there's a basketball player named LeBron James. He had a son named Bronny.
在那段时候有一个很成名的打篮球的职业球员，他有一个儿子。
And he had collapsed on while he was at USC practicing basketball.
他在大学练球的时候就突然间在球场上晕倒。
And if he was not rushed for immediate heart surgery at the USC hospital, he would have died.
如果他不是立刻被送到那个大学立刻心脏手术，他就会过去。
So when we were going through this process, there was a consideration of should Jaden have heart surgery.
当我哋睇医生嘅时候，我哋就谂到我哋系咪要经过一个做心脏嘅手术咧？
It was very very challenging for me to even think about this topic.
咁样去谂嘅时候，就系非常之心里边好挣扎。
And when I prayed, I couldn't even complete my prayer. You guys have done this before, right?
嘗試去禱告，但係禱告唔到。
You start praying, and all of a sudden, you just feel so anxious, you're not even praying anymore.
你嘗試去禱告，但係心裏面太多掛慮。
And the more I read about the procedure, the more anxious I got.
當我一直要發現、發掘呢個手術係點樣嘅時候，我真係禱告唔到落去。
I got a first opinion from a doctor, a second one, and a third one.
第一個醫生咁樣講，第二個醫生咁樣講，第三個醫生又咁樣講。
I met the surgeon and I read all of his academic papers.
並且依個要做手術嘅醫生，我完全佢嘅背景我完全好清楚。
I remember being with my brother at we went to Egypt for a Bible it's like a study tour.
喺個時候，我同我哥哥去咗埃及嘅一個嘅旅程。
And I hauled all of these papers to Egypt, and I pulled Dave into my hotel room, and I laid out the papers of Jaden's condition.
我就帶曬依所有資料，帶埋我去旅行，同我哥哥一齊擺曬喺牀嗰度，一齊攤開睇。
And Dave, who is a doctor, had he shared with me that this it's a good hospital. This is a good doctor.
當我同我哥哥交談嘅時候，佢係醫生，佢就話：依一間醫院係好嘅，佢嘅醫嘅過程係點點等等。
But I just couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
但係我唔能夠咁樣做。
And so that we could have done the surgery that year, but we had we decided to at least postpone it for one more year.
其實我係可以嗰年個仔可以做手術，但係我延遲咗一年。
Now I told everybody, including his grandparents, my parents.
我講俾所有人聽，我嘅包括我嘅父母。
That logistically it just doesn't work because Jane, if he does it, then he's going to be late to he'll go into a school year, then it's going to be hard to make up the school time, all that other stuff. So let's wait till the next year for summertime.
喺外邊環境許多嘅因素，我就咁樣解釋係根本係個係做唔到嘅今年。
But the reality, brothers and sisters, which I didn't tell anybody, is that I wasn't ready for it.
但其實真相就係我個人預備冇預備好。
I read through those papers, brothers and sisters. When you do heart surgery, you have to open up the rib cage. There's a gamble just to get to the heart, and then you got to work on the heart, and then you got to get something to keep the heart going while you're working on this heart.
弟兄姊妹們，當你要做心臟手術嘅時候，首先你嗰一個嘅腹部嗰啲嘅骨肋骨要鋸開，跟住先去到個心。其實嗰、那個嘅嘅 risk 嗰個嘅個風險已經好大嘅啦。你去到個心之前
，and I tell you it, I was not, I was very honestly, I was, if something went wrong, I don't know if I could forgive God.
好坦白
，that was the honest to God, that was the honest truth.
真係好坦白，如果手術做手術有乜嘢？意外嘅時候，我唔知我能唔能夠赦免神。
This kid is putting his life in my hands, and it could be a doctor that's wielding the knife, but I'm the one making the call.
依個小朋友將佢嘅生命擺喺我手中，唔係嗰個開刀嗰人作主，係我而家要作主。
And brothers and sisters, I know the Bible very well. I know this. I kept remembering the story of Abraham and Isaac and how he offered Isaac to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我對聖經好熟悉，我知道亞伯拉罕係點樣獻以撒。
I am not Abraham.
我唔係亞伯拉罕。
I just couldn't do it.
係唔能夠咁樣做。
So it was only after one year when I knew that the brothers and sisters at PCIC every Tuesday were praying for Jane for 52 weeks.They were praying for this surgery.
係經過咗一年之後，我知道喺Mountainview嘅弟兄姊妹每個星期喺禱告聚會一年52次，連續咁樣為佢嚟禱告。
That I was finally able to release this to the Lord.
我終於能夠將呢件事交託俾主。
I knew that I felt peace in my heart that whatever happened, two things were going to happen. Go ahead.
終於感覺到心裏面有平安，係有兩件事會發生。
One, he is responsible. God is responsible for Jaden's life.
第一係神係會負責我大仔 Jaden 嘅生命。
And two, whatever happens, God is going to be responsible for my faith in him.
第二，無論發生任何事情以下，神會保守我對佢嘅信心。
Brothers and sisters, what I learned about prayer that moment.What that prayer means that you transfer responsibility to God.
弟兄姊妹們，禱告就係將你負緊嗰個嘅責任交俾主。
This is what casting all of our anxiety on him means.
这个就是将你的重担、你的挂虑一一卸给神的意思。
Brothers and sisters, we have to learn and relearn how to pray.
我们需要学习并且不断地去学怎样祷告。
So last point I want to make is around Hannah's vow.
最后就是讲到哈娜许的愿。
Now Hannah was, Hannah had a son.
Hannah 是不是得到撒母耳呢？是她的儿子。
And, you know, it's amazing. And from, and then she decided to give the son to, Eli for to serve the tabernacle.
好奇妙地，佢嘅愿系当佢得到儿子之后，系将佢交翻去祭司嗰度，俾以利。
If you think about it, this actually makes no sense.
你谂下，完全非常之唔正常。
Like why? Because from a societal perspective, the child was her ticket to feeling to getting honor and worth and blessing.
因为喺嗰阵嘅社会，佢得到嘅儿子就系佢嘅祝福，系咪？
Why would you give him up?
点解你得到儿子之后又要放手咧？
And secondly, from a personal perspective, why would you do this?
点解咧？喺佢个人身上，亦都你唔可以解释到。
We just talked about Eli's household. Who do you think this kid's who do you think this kid might look up to when he's growing up?
我哋已经讲到以利两个儿子嘅劣行，系咪？如果撒母耳就跟住呢两个劣行嘅儿子
，that whole household is frightening, right?
嗰一个祭司嘅家族系何等嘅败坏
？Extremely corrupt.
系腐败。
And then lastly, from a mom's perspective.
喺妈咪嗰个嘅角度
，this is about 15 miles away from her house. You're not going to see him.You're not going to see him once. This is a kid that's like 3 years old, 2 or 3 years old.
依个系两三岁嘅细路仔，你咁样交咗俾佢喺十五里以内，一年先见一次。
You're going to see him one time a year.
一年一次。
Yet Hannah followed through on her vow to God.
但系哈拿喺神面前，
所以
上咗嗰个许嘅愿。
So what is a vow?
许愿系乜嘢咧
？It's a voluntary, intentional promise made to God.
就是你自己自愿地与神立一个约许一个愿。
It's not required.
是你不需要这样做的。
But it is something that is binding.
但是当你许了个愿，你又要负这个偿还的责任。
And God takes it very seriously.
并且你向神许愿的时候，神对于你许的愿是非常之在意。
So we know that in Ecclesiastes, we won't turn to it, but in Ecclesiastes chapter 5, it talks about when you make a vow,You shouldn't delay in paying it.
喺Ecclesiastes 就係傳道書第五章嗰度講到話，你許願嘅時候係唔可以遲延償還。
It is better that you should not vow than if you should not vow and then you should vow and not pay it.
如果你許嘅願你唔還，不如唔好許。
So he takes it very seriously, but a vow is an expression of trust.
但係許願背後嘅意思就係你相信依個人。
It connects man to God in a way that is real and memorable.
就是你与神立这个约是永远记得的。
Faith, we know faith without works is empty.
我们知道信心你没有行为是死的。
But this is the ultimate act of faith.
这个就是信心的极点。
You're basically saying, I believe in you, God, that you are who you say you are.
你就其实就是这样跟神说。神，我知道你是边个，你讲嘅我会相信。
But I want you to know, God, that I am who I say I am too.
但系神，你要知道，我讲我系边个，你都要知道。
If I say something, I'm going to do it.
如果我咁样许个愿，我系会偿还嘅。
I may be a flawed person.
我虽然系一个坏蛋。
But my word means something.
但系我所许嘅愿，我系愿意偿还。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
He takes it so seriously because it touches his heart.
神对你许嘅愿系非常之在意，因为你许嘅愿系摸到神嘅心。
Now, brothers and sisters, I wanted to show you an illustration. I have this blue folder that I keep in my room.
作个比喻，弟兄姊妹们，我有呢个蓝色一个嘅folder 喺度。
And there is you know, there, when you're a kid, at least when I was a kid, there was this common thing that we. It's like an icebreaker. And they say, you know, if there's a burning house, if your house is on fire, what are you going to take? You know?
当你小孩子的时候就有一个icebreaker, 就是破冰的一个做法就是 你就問問別人啊，當你個屋企著火嘅時候，你要攞嘅立即攞嘅係乜嘢
？And some people will say, you know, I'm going to take my stuffed animal. You know.
有啲人話：哇，我會攞我床上啲公仔。
Or they'll say like, oh, say take my photo album.
啊，或者攞啲相簿等等。
This is kind of like this is what I would take this blue binder.
咁如果我咧， okay. 我就會攞依個藍色依個 folder。
And it's usually something you take the thing that matters most and is hard to replace.
你通常攞嘅都會係攞咗啲最有價值嘅，係咪
？Okay, so now I've got everyone's attention on this blue binder. Okay, so what's in this blue binder?
咁究竟喺依個藍色嘅 folder 入邊有咩咧
？Okay, so you know, if you're a dad, your kids give you a bunch of stuff, and so I keep a select, not all of it, but I select items in this binder that I want to keep with me.
如果你做一個爸爸，依仔女俾好多嘢你，你會用一個 folder 將最一啲最靚最好嘅，你會收留起佢。
So like for example, this is something that Evan made for me. It says there's a picture of him and it says how I will look when I grow up.
啊，係我仔仔細路嘅時候寫俾我嘅，佢話我大個咧就會變咗咁樣樣。
Yeah, and for some reason he looks like my dad more than me, which is kind of something. But then he's also a giant, so he's like, he's much larger than this tree.
係啦，佢就畫咗自己同埋棵樹作比較等等。
And then Silas here, he gives me for my Father's Day, he gave me two silver coins.
細仔喺父親節就咁樣畫咗，俾兩個銀幣俾我。
Now this is really meaningful because he wasn't making any money, so the only way he had money was when he would lose teeth. My wife would give him a silver coin.
好有趣嘅，因為佢都唔識賺錢，但係喺佢甩牙嘅時候，我太太會俾一個銀幣俾佢。
So this was like 50% of his net worth at the time.
所以咧，依個對佢係非常有價值，但係佢都俾咗我。
But I did want to show you something that my oldest son gave to me.
大兒子就俾咗依樣嘢我。
And it says it's an envelope and it says 40 coupons. He misspelled coupons, but 40 coupons for your 40th birthday.
啊，信封嗰度咁樣講，你四十歲我就信。我送40張購優惠券俾你。
So don't do the math, but he was 10 at the. So you don't need to do the math on how old I am, but he was 10 at the time.
你嗰陣時10歲咁樣送俾我。
And he gave me this thing, right? And it's very interesting. Inside of this, there's like 40. Indeed, there are 40 coupons.
真係有40張優惠券。
And so what kind of coupons are in here?
咩優惠券？
He says, you know, I will go for a walk with you.
第一個 coupon 就係我就會同你一齊去出去行下。
I will make you cookies.
我會整啲cookie 俾你。
And you know that he really put some thought into it because the coupon they're not all the same number of coupons for each of these promises he's making to.
佢真係擺咗啲心思係寫啲優惠券。
So like for instance, the one that has the most coupons is probably tied. But I will play basketball with you.
有一個咧就我會同你一齊去打籃球
，or I will have a water fight with you。
我會同你一齊玩水。
But there's only one that says something like this one says I will try to kill the rat。
我會嘗試毀滅嗰只老鼠。
So he clearly thought about this。
佢真係諗住嘅。
And he also used the word try. He didn't actually say he will kill the rat。
佢話我會嘗試。
Okay. But anyways, brothers and sisters, I bring this up because it's kind of funny, but it's these are all vows. Actually,
呢啲完全真係佢所起嘅願。
And I don't even know if he remembers that he did this.
我都唔知佢記唔記得佢曾經咁樣做過。
But I haven't used them yet.
我都冇去同佢兑現。
And why?
點解我唔同佢兑現呢
？Because I heard from many of you that at some point your kids don't want to spend too much time with you. But then I'm going to use these.
因為好多人都咁樣同我講，依仔女大咗之後就唔想同我哋有多啲時間，所以我留低佢。
And I do want to share something that was this is not real, but I actually did have a dream one time.
我上次有一次係發夢咁樣。
And in this dream, my son Jaden had fallen into the world and was influenced by a gang member. This is a dream, so not real.
發夢咧，大仔有一次喺依個世界嗰度咧，遠離神就去咗做壞蛋。
And the police came to me because they were holding some people hostage. It's a dream. It's all a dream.
咁啊，我個大仔就綁架咗啲人，咁啊差佬你就上門揾。
And they said we can't get to the we can't connect to the gang leader. He won't listen to us. John, can you connect with your son?
警察就咁同我講，我哋 唔能够同佢嚟交谈，请你做爸爸嘅同佢交谈。
And in my dream, I actually remember, I very rarely remember dreams, but I remember walking down the street with this envelope in my hand.
通常我都唔记得我所发梦嘅经过，但系嗰个梦我记得，我就去同个仔讲嘢嘅时候，我就带住依一个信封。
And I said, Jin, you promised me that you will go for a walk with me.
喂，大仔啊，你曾经咁样许个愿，同我一齐去行下散步嘅喎。
I'm going to redeem this now.
我而家要兑现。
This coupon is your vow to me, and I'm going to redeem this now.
而家我就要兑现，你要同我散步。
Now, will you fulfill your vow?
你愿唔愿意还愿呢？
So, brothers and sisters, I mean, this is quite precious to me, and I'm a human dad.
弟兄姊妹们，我系好有感情嘅爸爸。
If it's on fire, if the house is on fire, I'm taking this with me.
如果屋企着火，我就攞呢样嘢。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
how do you think the Lord feels about vows that we made to Him?
如果我哋与神起愿，你估神喺天上边会点样睇我哋所起嘅愿呢？
Brothers and sisters, the question that I have is: are there vows that we've made that we have yet to fulfill?
弟兄姊妹们，我所要问嘅就系我哋与神有冇曾经起过愿，但系我哋还系迟迟未有还愿呢？
I think for almost everyone in here.Many of us have been baptized.
許多弟兄姊妹們在座中，都已經受浸。
On the day that we were baptized, brothers and sisters, we made a vow.
我哋受浸嗰日，我哋作咗一個願，許咗個願。
We made a vow that this place,
我哋喺依度許咗個願。
It wouldn't have its hooks inside of us.
Sorry.
It wouldn't have its hooks inside of us. Hooks like a hook.
佢係唔會抓住我哋嘅心。
Yeah, that we were going to live for heaven.
我哋係會为着天而活。
It is no longer I that live, but Christ that lives in me.
现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里边。
That we're just foreigners passing through.
我哋只一个系客旅，系经过呢个地上一样。
We live for something bigger and for someone bigger.
我哋为着一个更大嘅旨意而活。
We made that vow when we were baptized.
我哋受浸嘅时候许咗呢个愿。
But have we fulfilled that vow?
但我哋有冇还呢个愿呢？
Are the hooks in this place, this world, still on us?
是世界那些的爪还是不是在我们身上呢？
I made other vows too, that only between he and I.
我还有与神许了其他的愿。
But one of the vows that I did make publicly was that on my wedding day.
但是其中一个愿就是在我结婚那天。
That I would love my wife the way that Christ loved the church.
我会爱我的妻子好像基督爱教会一样。
Am I fulfilling that vow?
我有冇偿还紧呢个愿呢？
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
these vows are not to be taken seriously, are not to be taken lightly.
依一啲许嘅愿，我哋要非常之看重。
He holds them deep in his heart, the way that I hold this in my heart.
因为神非常之在意我哋所许嘅愿，好似我对呢个 folder 咁样。
And brothers and sisters, if you're courageous enough,
弟兄姊妹们，如果你系好勇气嘅话，
and you feel compelled in your heart.
如果你心里面扎心，
we should not be afraid to make more vows to him.
我哋唔需要再等，我哋可以向神更多许更多嘅愿。
I know in Ecclesiastes, we have to take it very seriously, but it touches his heart.
喺传道书话，我哋需要好看重呢啲愿，但系呢个系摸着神嘅心。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
in conclusion, I just want to remind us on the three things that we talked about today.
总结嚟讲有三点。
Hannah's suffering
系。哈拿嗰个嘅经过嘅痛苦。
God has not forgotten you.
神冇忘记我哋。
There are 8 billion people on this planet, but He sees you.
神呢个世界上咁多嘅人，神看见我哋。
Your suffering is for a larger purpose.
我哋所受嘅苦系为着更大嘅旨意。
It is not by accident.
并非系意外发生。
If you rely on Him, it becomes your superpower.
如果我哋完全嘅信靠神，
your gift that you'll be able to help others and point them back to God，
神带出我哋嘅受苦系有嘅好处，系能够帮助别人。
Hannah's prayer，
并且哈拿嘅祷告
，pray in a way that leads you to peace inside。
我哋祷告嘅方向系嘅最终系要带出有平安。
This means that we have to transfer our cares to Him。
嘅意思就系我哋将我哋所背景嘅重担卸俾神。
He is responsible for you.
神是会负责一切。
He is responsible for your children.
神会负责你并且你的家人。
We have to release it to him.
我们要将这些来射给神。
Lastly, Hannah's vow.
最后 Hannah 的许愿。
Remember your vows to him.
我们要不要忘记我们向神许的愿。
He remembers them because you dare to take a chance.
神记得我们许的愿。
You dare to tell him that your words mean something.
因为我们曾经向神这样讲过。
That it's not just a one-way direction.
不是我们单单向神讲。
But what you say means something.
我们所向神发出的愿。
And he carries it in his heart.
神是保留着。
So brothers, these are the three things that I learned from our sister Hannah.
这就是三点我在哈拿身上所学到的。
And I hope that it might help you as well.
愿意能够做我们的帮助。
Okay, let's pray.
我们祷告。
Lord Jesus, we thank you so much.
主耶稣，多谢你。
Lord, you are a God who hears.
你是神，是听见的。
Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we are just feeble human beings.
感谢你，我们是软弱的一群。
But you hear us, Lord.
但是你听见我们。
And you see us, Lord.
你看见我们。
Lord, and you care when we make vows to you. You care about them.
当我们向你许愿的时候，你看顾我们。
And you hold them in your heart.
你在意我们所许的愿。
Lord, I thank you, Lord, for our sister Hannah.
感謝你俾我哋哈拿嘅故事。
I thank you, Lord, for the brothers and sisters that are here in this room with me.
感謝你在座嘅弟兄姊妹。
Lord, we pray that you might help us, Lord, to open ourselves up to you.
帮助我哋向你倾心吐意。
To entrust you with our lives.
完全嘅嚟相信你。
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
感謝主耶稣。
You're so wonderful.
感謝你。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉主嘅名。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.